It was a Thursday afternoon. Unseen University's College Council liked their Thursday afternoon meetings. The council chamber, with its stained glass image of Arch-Chancellor Slowman discovering the special theory of Slood, was always nice and warm, and there was a distant prospect of tea and chocolate biscuits at 3:30. Just as the biscuit hour approached, Arch-Chancellor Mustram Ridcully drummed his fingers on the battered leather of the table. "Next item, gentlemen," he said, "and it appears that Lord Vetinari, our gracious ruler, has seen fit to confront us with a little test. Possibly we have annoyed him in some way, committed some little faux pas."
"This is about Mayhap Street, isn't it?" said the Dean. "Still not turned up, has it?"
"There is nothing the matter with Mayhap Street, Dean," said Ridcully sharply. "It is merely temporarily displaced, that's all. I am assured the rest of the continuum will catch up with it no later than Thursday. It was an accident that was waiting to happen."
"Well, only waiting for a thaumic discharge that happened because you said there was no way it could possibly—"
the Dean began. He was clearly enjoying himself. "Dean, we are going to move on and put this behind us," Ridcully snapped.
Excuse me, Arch-Chancellor," said Ponder Stibbons, who was head of inadvisably applied magic and also the university's prelector, a position interpreted at UU as the one who gets given the tedious jobs.
"Yes, Stibbons."
"It may be a good idea to put it behind us before we move on, sir," said Ponder. "That way it will be further behind us when we do, in fact, move."
"Good point, that man. See to it," said Ridcully.
He turned his attention once again to the ominous manila folder in front of him.
"Anyway, gentlemen, his lordship has appointed a Mr. A. E. Pessimal, a man of whom I know little, as inspector of universities. His job, I suspect, is to drag us, kicking and no doubt screaming, into the century of the fruit bat."
That was, in fact, the last century, Arch-Chancellor," said Ponder.
"Well, we are hard to drag and very good at kicking," said Ridcully. "He has made a few little, suggestions for improvement."
"Really? This should be fun," said the Dean.
Ridcully pushed the folder to his right.
"Over to you, Mr. Stibbons."
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor, thank you. As you know, the city has always waived all taxes on the university."
"Because they know what would happen if they tried it," said the Dean with some satisfaction.
"Yes," said Ponder, "and then again, no. I fear we are past the times when a little shape-changing or a couple of fireballs would do the trick. That is not the modern spirit. It would be a good idea to at least examine Mr. Pessimel's suggestions."
There was a general shrugging. It would at least pass the time until the tea turned up.
"Firstly," said Ponder, "Mr. Pessimel wants to know what we do here."
"Do? We are the premier college of magic," said Ridcully.
"But do we teach?"
"Only if no alternative presents itself," said the Dean. "We show 'em where the library is, give 'em a few little chats, and graduate the survivors. If they run into any problems, my door is always metaphorically open."
"Metaphorically, sir?" said Ponder.
"Yes, but technically, of course, it's locked."
"Explain to him that we don't do things, Stibbons," said the lecturer in recent runes. "We are academics." "Interesting idea, though," said Ridcully, winking at Ponder. "What do you do, Senior Wrangler?"
A hunted look crossed the Senior Wrangler's face. Well, he said, clearing his throat,
the post of Senior Wrangler at Unseen University is most unusually—" "Yes, but what do you do? And have you been doing more of it in the past 6 months than in the previous six?"
"Well, if we're asking that kind of question, Arch-Chancellor, what do you do?" said the Dean, testily.
"I administer, Dean," said Ridcully, calmly.
"Then we must be doing something, otherwise you'd have nothing to administrate."
"That comment strikes at the very heart of the bureaucratic principle, Dean, and I shall ignore it."
"You see, Mr. Pessimel wonders why we don't publish the results of whatever it is we do," said Ponder.
"Publish?" said the lecturer in recent runes.
"Results," said the chair of indefinite studies.
"Ook,"
said the librarian.
"Brasenick College publishes its Journal of Irreducible Research 4 times a year now," said Ponder meekly.
"Eh, 6 copies, said Ridcully.
"Nor wizard worth his salt tells other wizards what he's up to,"
snapped the lecturer in recent runes. "Besides, how can you measure thinking? You can count the tables a carpenter makes, but what kind of rule could measure the amount of thought necessary to define the essence of tableosity?"
"Exactly," said the chair of indefinite studies. "I myself have been working on my theory of anything for 15 years. The amount of thought that has gone into it is astonishing. Those 6-7 pages have been hard won, I can tell you."
"And I've seen some of those brazenneck papers," said Bridcully. "They've got titles like Diathematic Aspects of Cheese in Mice," or possibly it was Mice in Cheese, or maybe Chess.
"And what was it about?" said the Dean.
"Oh, I don't think it was for reading. It was for having written," said the Arch-Chancellor. "Anyway, no one knows what diathumics is, except that it's probably magic with the crusts cut off."
Nevertheless, Mr. Pessimel does point out that Brazenneck is attracting students to the general benefit of the city," said Ponder. "In fact, he suggests that we ourselves might even consider, advertising for students."
He paused, because of the sudden frigid quality of the atmosphere, and plunged on.
"In order to attract young men, in fact, who would not normally consider wizarding as a profession. He notes that Brazenneck gives all new students a free crystal ball and a voucher for a free frog or frog-like creature."
"Make ourselves attractive to students," said the Arch-Chancellor. "Mr. Stebbins, the whole idea of a university is that it should be hard to get into. Remember Dean Rouster? He used to set traps to stop students attending his lectures. I'll tap talent from all backgrounds, he used to say, but a lad who can't spot a tripwire is no good to me. He reckoned any student who didn't open a door very carefully and look where he's putting his feet would only be a burden to the profession. You see, trying to be nice to students means you end up with courses like comparative fretwork, and graduates who think thank you is one word and can look at a sign saying Human Resources Department without detecting a whiff of brimstone."
"I have to tell you, sir, that Mr. Pessimel is suggesting that we accept an intake of 40% non-traditional students," said Ponder Stibbons.
"What does that mean?" said the senior wrangler.
Well,
Ponder began, but the council had already resorted to definition by hubbub.
"We take in all sorts, as it is," said the Dean.
"Does he mean people who are not traditionally good at magic?" said the chair of indefinite studies.
"Ridiculous," said the Dean. 40% duffers?" "Exactly," said the Arch-Chancellor. "That means we'd have to find enough clever people to make up over half the student intake. We'd never manage it. If they were clever already, they wouldn't need to go to university. No, we'll stick to an intake of 100% young fools, thank you. Bring them in stupid, send them away clever. That's the UU way."
"Some of them arrive thinking they're clever, of course," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
"Yes, but we soon disabuse them of that," said the Dean happily. "What is a university for, if it isn't to tell you that everything you think you know is wrong?" "Well put, that man," said Ridcully. "Ignorance is the key. That's how the Dean got where he is today." "Thank you, Arch-Chancellor," said the Dean. "I shall take that as a compliment. Carefully directed ignorance is the key to all knowledge."
"I think the inspector means people who, by accident of birth, upbringing, background, or early education, would not meet the usual entrance requirements," said Ponder quickly.
"Really? Good idea," said Ridcully. "And are we to take it that, for his part, he intends to make a point of hiring clerks who aren't very good at sums and file everything under S for stuff?"
"He doesn't appear to say so."
"How strange! But you see, we're a university, Mr. Stibbons, not a bandage. We can't just wave a magic wand to make everything better."
"Actually, sir..."
Ridcully waved a hand irritably.
"Yes, yes, all right, I know. We can just wave a magic wand to make everything better. Except, of course, that making everything better by magic only makes things much, much worse."
"Interestingly, he does ask if we have an ethics committee," said Ponder.
"Ah, a committee," said Ridcully. "Just so. Well, gentlemen, I think I can gauge the sense of the meeting. I propose that we inform the inspector that we are giving his suggestions our urgent consideration. Put it on the agenda for this time next year, Mr. Stibbons. No, perhaps the year after next. You can't hurry urgency, I've always said so.